Love our text line. It is Vossi and Bisho this morning, so it's still VB in the morning. This text, how good is the super sub, Michelle Bishop? So you're getting referred to as the super sub. And nice. From Westy, this is a great text. Westy's in good areas. He's good form, Westy. Looks like all the Raiders players have to subscribe to Ricky's OnlyFans page.
Love
how would the league manager do that? That he's exactly, Bosser. He's got the gear half off, but he's also quoting team game plans.
I wonder how long it would take him to raise $25,000.
The stick. That's a good point. $25,000 is the target. All right, let's go to a sports update with... who's going to do the sports update?
And now on Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy, a sports update with Michelle Bishop.
Well, there you go. We have to get that opener redone. Now on Breakfast with Vossi and Michelle Bishop, here's Michelle Bishop with a sports update.
Yeah. Look, Vossi, the Telegraph in the UK is actually reporting that Cameron Smith has signed with the LIV golfer, the Rebel League, and the deals are worth in excess of $100 million. But Cameron Percy believes, has been saying this for the last couple of days, that... the defection is only, days away. So Percy, of course, finished in the top 10 at the latest event at the PGA Tour. Smith's currently preparing for the FedEx Cup. In an interview with Percy, he declared Smith would possibly join Mark Leishman very, very soon, like immediately after this next event. So the LIV Tour is on a bit of a short break at the moment. It ramps back up again the week after the FedEx Cup, and basically they're just waiting, hanging out now for the announcement. I have to ask you to leave, the President's Cup in an absolute total mess, because Smith would be the international team's number one player. Leishman likely to be a part of that side as well. But really interestingly to learn that perhaps it's fair to say that, Greg Norman might have a bit of a point in terms of the PGA and I guess how arrogant or ignorant they've been, because they were talking about this, courting people like Adam Scott way back in 2017 and did absolutely nothing about it, didn't think much of it, and now it's pretty much all smack bang in their face and it's all unfolding.
A little point of view that was put to me, it's actually on the Central Coast yesterday, so it's a Central Coast viewer might be listening right now, they're listening right now, that if LIV Golf wasn't offering money, would the players be going there?
No.
That's what I'm saying. So is it for the greater good? Like, we're doing that, but LIV Golf is the way of the future. But they are getting paid $100 million, like one-off payment, just to come over. If the PGA did offer you $100 million to stay, would you not subscribe to their way of running things?
Absolutely. Money talks, and that's exactly what's unfolding here.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to talk about the NBL now. The NBL season starts in October. The Kings, obviously, their first round matches against the Hawks are in the gong. But Topps, it's a global leader in sport and entertainment. They have trading cards and they're partnering with the NBL. Remember the footy cards? Similar to that. So they'll capture all the winning baskets, iconic dunks, pretty cool stuff. I used to be absolutely obsessed with footy cards.
No.
I have to say, I'm admitting. You?
I've got a story for you there. It's in my book, stuff you may have missed.
Wow.
I used to work with my uncle's newsagent at Dulwich Hill, 404 New Canterbury Road. And the boxes would arrive, and I would unpack all the boxes, and I would open up the packets and take my cards out that I wanted one by one. I'd feel the gum, I'd glue it back together with Perkins paste and put it out for sale. Then I'd swap mine that I had, and I would have the full set within days.
Well, I used to give away the gum.
And feeling the gum.
I wasn't interested in the gum, and now that I know that you touched the gum, I'm really glad that was passed on to my brothers.
Yeah. That's a long time ago, but yes, I admit that.
I was absolutely obsessed with footy cards, in particular the Balmain Tigers. And look, also the Big League magazine and Rugby League Week. I have...
posters.
Hey, Vossi, I'm actually just going to put it out there. I have boxes of Rugby League Week magazines, Big League magazines. It's nearly caused a divorce in my household. We've moved three or four times. The boxes come with us. And I'm actually going to put it out there. If anyone wants them, DM me. Get in touch. Because I have to give them away to save my marriage.
I had a Big League poster. I had Larry Corowa and I had Terry Fay on my wall. And Bob McCarthy. They were my three posters I had on the wall back in the day in their posters in Big League magazine. Footy cards. If you want to ring up about footy cards, did you play Flicks?
Absolutely.
What was the most traded card? Like the card that you got a lot of and you had to dump off and no one would have? There was a few of them. You'd get five Greg Alexanders and you'd want to get rid of it and couldn't swap it for, five Alexanders and get you one Ray Price. How did the trade work on the footy cards back in the day? Let's have a few calls on that. 1300 01 1170, text 0457 736 736. The love of footy cards. This is a great show, this. We can talk anything here, can't we?
We
Tom Petrovsky. Wonder if he collects anything. We'll find out soon at 7 minutes to 7. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.